Lesson 8. Text A. Please set the table. I have to stay in the kitchen. I don't want the food to burn. Would you please set the table?
Of course, Mother.
Did you put 2 forks with each plate?
Yes, I did.
Are the salt and pepper shakers on the table?
Oh, no, they're not. I'll get them now.
Did you use the new glasses?
Yes, I did.
Does the table look nice?
I think so, Mother.
I hear the bell. Please open the door, Mary.
Text B. Interesting pictures. Food really tastes good cooked over an open fire, Lloyd remarked as he took another bite of his hot dog. It sure does, replied Fred. I wish this weren't the last night of our camping trip, but school starts next week. A couple of days after returning home, Lloyd and Fred took the exposed film out of their camera and took it to the camera shop to be developed. They were told that the pictures would be ready Thursday. Thursday was just 2 days away. Fred and Lloyd could hardly wait to see how their pictures came out. They planned to show their pictures to everyone at school as soon as school was back in session. Fred and Lloyd felt very pleased when they showed their teacher the pictures they had taken on their vacation. She said that they were some of the most interesting pictures she had seen.
7. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading, and retell the story to your partner. Who waits for whom? Mr. and Mrs. Allen go grocery shopping on Saturday mornings. Mr. Allen never enjoys these trips. Mrs. Allen does the shopping, and he sits in the car and waits for her. This morning, there were a lot of people, and it took Mrs. Allen longer than usual. An hour went by, and finally a man came up to Mr. Allen. "Excuse me," he said. "Is your name Alan? Your wife is waiting for you at the checkout counter. She doesn't have enough money for the groceries."